Good morning and welcome to the Code Enforcement Board for the City of Palm Coast, February 1st, 2017. We'll call the meeting to order. Please make sure that your cell phones are off so they do not disturb the meeting. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you. Can we have the roll call, please?
Mr. Kruth is obviously not here. Mr. LaPadula?
Here.
Mr. Brannon?
Here.
Mr. Copeland?
Here.
Mr. Mugford?
Here.
Ms. Mascherone?
Present.
Ms. Medley? You have a quorum.
Thank you. Do I hear a motion to approve the January 4th, 2017 minutes?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Is there any disclosure of ex parte communications? Anybody that will be speaking today, please stand and be sworn in along with staff.
Even if you think you just might, raise your right hand. Do you and each of you solemnly swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to present shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Thank you. All the withdrawn cases and the continued cases are up on the screens in front of you. Those cases will not be heard today. Our first case this morning will be AI 6. The case number 20160710115, a request for reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus Kill Allen and Elizabeth Berry, 6 Katrina Place. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district. Good morning.
Good morning. The respondent is present. I'm Code Officer Fitzgerald for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite for improper service and a copy of the original board order, along with photographs. The original code board order was signed on October 25th, 2016 on this property and property owner. The case was heard on the 5th of October, 2016, and the order was signed on October 25th, 2016. The order stated that the property was in repeat violation from July 15, 2016 to September 29, 2016. The property came into compliance on September 30th, 2016. A total of 30 days in violation at $100 a day for a total of $3,000, and this is for the first repeat. The property is in compliance and has remained in compliance since the last code hearing. The property owner would like to address this board and request a reduction in the fine from the above aforementioned code case.
Is Kill Allen or Elizabeth Berry present? Please state your name and your address.
Kim Allen Berry and Katrina, 6 Katrina Place, Palm Coast.
And what do you have to say, sir?
I just thought it was so expensive that I didn't know how I was going to afford it, you know. Some amazing amount of money. I had no idea it would be even anywhere near this much. I'm just a regular electrician, you know. A long time to get that kind of money up.
Okay, and is that your personal truck or does that belong to your company?
That belongs to the company that I work for. I've worked for two or three companies and I've always had a company van bring home because a lot of times we don't go back that direction. I might go totally the opposite direction and save 40 miles.
And the code enforcement officer, did you see this person while that vehicle was parked there? Did you see the person, that the owner, when the vehicle was parked there? Did you speak to him?
I was told him the first time when he was reporting for the underlying standing order. And then, I'm sorry, the second time I spoke to him. I don't think I spoke to him again after that.
It was just monitored as a repeat over a period of time.
Okay. And since the last time it was found in compliance, have you noticed the vehicle there anymore?
No, I have not noticed. I even asked the weekend code officers to take a look at it every now and then, and they have not noticed it. So.
And when was the last time you were out there? Was it in November?
Excuse me?
When was the last time you were out there?
I would stop by every couple weeks during my route, so maybe January. But I would stop by maybe every week or two, November, ever since the case was heard in October. So November, December, January. And again, I asked this code officers to stop by randomly and check, and they had not noticed it.
Okay. And in your conversations with the owner, was he cooperative?
Yes, he tried to put some magnets on the van after the first time, and we talked about that. And then I hadn't seen the vehicle at the property, like the randomly when I...
Okay, he was not argumentative or challenging?
No.
Okay. Sir, what are you looking for a reduction? Are you looking for a 10% reduction, a 50% reduction? What are you looking for, sir?
That would be great if it was 50% or something. That would be awesome. That'd be amazing. That'd be something that I could, find some way of start saving up for and pay.
Okay. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Yeah. Did I understand you to say that you knew there was a fine accruing, but you didn't think it was this much?
I had no idea it would be anything like this. I thought.
But you knew there was a fine accruing. You just didn't know how much it was going to be.
I just didn't realize it'd be like this.
So it was okay for you to pay the fine. You just didn't know it was going to be this much.
Yeah. I mean, I know I wasn't in compliance, and I didn't realize it was such a big deal. If I knew it was like, this big of a deal, I would have corrected it a lot sooner.
And what is the fine as of now?
$3,000.
$3,000?
Are there any recommendations from the board members?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we reduce the fine to $500.
Second. Oh.
I have a motion and a second to reduce the fine to $500. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Sir, your reduction has been from $3,000 to $500. And you can take it up with code enforcement on how to pay that.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 17. Case number 201609483, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus James L. Starkovic Trust, 15 Parkview Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulation. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case was follows. On the third day of October 2011, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the eighth day of January 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the ninth day of January 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the third day of August 2016, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, a violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 15th day of September 2016, giving one day to comply. Reinspected on the 22nd day of September 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on September 29th, 2016, October 4th, 2016, October 25th, 2016, and a violation was still not corrected. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 29th day of November, 2016, and a violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring and administrative costs of $53.50.
Is James L. Starkovich or somebody from the trust present? Please state your name and your address, sir.
F. Michael Starkovich, 2191 Willie B. Parker Road, Dufuniak Springs, Florida.
Okay, sir, what do you have to say about it?
This residence is used as a quasi, I'm not sure how to explain it. My family has a number of buildings and residences in the area. I'm the one who takes care of them. I supply washing machines, dryers, you name it, all appliances and everything for seven residents just in this area. There are times where I get overloaded, sometimes I get injured, and sometimes things get over a little out of hand. I try to do my best to make sure that I keep stuff as clean. There are times where I've literally had somebody drop off a washer at the house to sit there and say, hey, I can't get there, but you need the washer, I'll take care of it, please drop it off. And a code violation guy comes by, code enforcement, sees it, boom, and I'm done. It seems like I've had that happen to me at least two or three times. It's like I'm working one day, get everything set up to be able to get everything taken care of, and then get everything taken care of. And in the meantime, I mean, I came home one day, had my roommate help me unload a washer out of my van, walk in to eat lunch, come back outside, and I got a code enforcement violation. It's like every time I turn around, I'm an easy mark. I do things. I work outside. I'll pay the fine. I tried to be. I've been in compliance. I've made sure that all the messes that are like this that are hearing are stopping so that I won't have this problem. I thought it was because maybe you can see my air conditioner or something like that, because I hear that's the new thing. And my air conditioner is wide open to the street. But because of the way the property is on the left, there's a whole bunch of trees and stuff like that, so you can't see. So I don't know if that's what the issue is. I don't really know. But it seems like because I do a lot of work exterior. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to seem like I'm rambling, but it seems like I am.
Did I understand you to say earlier that you use the building to store some of this equipment?
Well, yeah, because I run out of space. I have to stay there because it's kind of like my office at the same time because I'm in and out. I have places in Myrtle Beach, Raleigh, North Carolina, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Boca Raton, Florida, Dufuniak Springs, Palm Coast.
Does this have a business occupancy license?
I don't believe so, no.
We're not really, it's not per se a business. It's my family's, I take care of my stuff that my family has, and I guess you could call it a business. I don't know if it's a business. I don't know what it is. All I know is I take care of my family's stuff. You know, they call me up and say, hey, I need this. I say, hey, I got the part. Yeah, not a problem. I'll run it up to you. That kind of thing.
Mr. Chairman, I think that the matter that the city is bringing before you today just has to do with the accumulations of, and I think the record of both the testimony of the code enforcement officer, the pictures as well as the acknowledgement of the resident indicates that city would submit is a violation. There may be other issues out there, but that's not something that the city wishes to be heard today. We simply would request that the board make a finding that there was a violation that's in compliance now, as I understand it.
Yes.
But if it happens again, then it would be deemed to be a repeat violation. That's what the city's asking.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah, just a comment. If the code enforcement officer could explain to this gentleman exactly what the rules are. I think it's clear from what he said, he has no clue that he can't do this even once, much less five times.
Well, the warning notice is stated on there about accumulations, and it specified appliances. So I kind of explained it as best I can.
We'll take another stab at it, of course. I think that, and if you could explain to the gentleman that this is a residence, and while storage may be acceptable, sounds like it's getting pretty close to possibly the use being an inappropriate use. It seems like this is a result of how the trust, the family, is using the property. And this might not be a total surprise given how they're using the property. So the code enforcement officer, I agree, if you could just explain to him know, that when this happens again, next time it'll be a repeat violation. It'll be a fine imposed automatically.
All right, this is on September 29th, October 4th, October 25th. The building was found to be in violation on the 29th of November, essentially 3 months after the initial
That was November,
viewing.
But isn't that November?
Just hold on a second. Essentially, from September to November, it was not in compliance after that. It was found to be in compliance on the 29th of November. Can I see the picture for 10-4, please? Can I see the picture for 10-25, please? And can I see the last picture we have on that property? Was it the 29th of November?
It was 25th.
Okay, that one, it was in compliance on the 29th of November. Any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
To accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order with administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Our next case will be AI 38. It is case number 20161110089, a repeat violation. The City of Palm Coast versus Diane S. Burns Life Estate, 15 Farriston Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. As stated, this is a repeat case. The respondent is present. Code Officer Rich with the City of Palm Coast. Entering into evidence the city's composite, providing proper service along with photographs. Photographs taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation for the same code. That order was signed on the 4th day of November 2016, and this violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was issued on the 20th of November 2016, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation of the Bud-Sided Code for a period of November 20th, 2016 to January 13th, 2017. Property was in compliance on the 14th of January, 2017. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st of January, 2017, and the violation was corrected. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, compiled repeat violation. Fine of $100 a day for 55 days in violation for a total of $5,500 and administrative cost of $6,950.
Are there any, I'm sorry, is Diane S. Burns or somebody from the Life Estate present?
That would be me. My name is,
wait. State your name and address, please.
My name is Colleen Burns, 15 Farriston Place, Palm Coast. Please take that picture down. He has all the photographs, and after my mother died in 2015, I was a mess, so I went and stayed with my brother for a year in Michigan. I just got back January 8th and found a pile of notices on the dining table, started looking at them. The following day, I immediately came down to the code enforcement office and met with Mr. Rich and his supervisor, and was that Barbara? Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi.
And we discussed what needed to be done to come into compliance with the code ordinances. And within 7 days, I had all of them up to code, everything cleaned out. It's no longer a mess. But there was a trailer in the backyard, and that is gone. So within 10 days, I got everything within compliance. So it was quite a surprise to come back to this. But and Mr. Rich can tell you that everything's in compliance and has been. And that's my son's trailer, and that is now parked in the garage every single night. So it's no longer an issue. And if it's getting dark and it's parked there, it goes in the garage. And I'm making sure that we're in compliance. So that's where we are.
Any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second? I have a motion on the floor. Do I hear a second? Going once. Going twice. Motion fails for lack of a second.
Mr. Chairman, I have a motion. I move that we set the city's recommendation, except with a fine of $10 a day equaling
$550.
What's 55 days?
Yeah. 100 days at 50. Yeah. Okay.
Plus $100 administrative cost.
50.
Okay. I have a motion on the floor. Did you second it?
I second that.
Yeah. Okay. I have a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. All right, do you understand what just happened, ma'am?
No, I didn't know the math.
If you get with the code enforcement person, he'll discuss that with you, but essentially the $100 a day was reduced down to $10 for the 55 days.
So $550 plus administrative fee of $69?
He can explain it to you.
Okay, sorry about the mess, but...
Okay, thank
we'll
you.
We'll be good.
Thank you.
Our next case is... AI 57. Case number 201610169, City of Palm Coast versus Richard D. Bellhumer, 17 Underwick Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, swale parking between 1 and 6 a.m.
Good morning.
Good morning.
For the record, the respondents are present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the third day of November 2016 and given one day to comply. A re-inspection on the 10th day of November 2016, and the property was not in compliance. This is a complaint-generated case where there was a continuation of 5 to 6 cars at this property parked in the swale continuously. I re-inspected the property on 1/12/17, and it was still in violation. I also noted several other days where the vehicles were there after 6 o'clock. Wasn't in violation, but it was so early in the morning that I could believe, based on the dew of the cars, that they were there. A recheck of the property conducted before Code Board on the 26th day of January 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following: Motion A, no fine standing order, plus an administrative cost of $53.50.
Is Richard D. Bellhumer here? Say your name and your address, sir.
Rick Bellhumer, 1015 South Lago, Lago Beach. This is a rental property. People have been with me for about 5 years now. And all you can do is the same thing that you did, is send them a written notice and hope that they comply. I mean, I can't sit there every day. I had hoped that they would have understood after the first notice what they were up against, but apparently they didn't initially. I did send him an eviction, you know, 5-day notice to comply, and as far as I knew, he had from that point forward. Like I said, he's been there for almost 5 years, but this lease is up in May, and I'm not putting up with them anymore. So I've got quite a few rental properties, and this seems to be the only one I have any issues with. But I'm not going to release to them. And for whatever reason, there won't be any violations. I won't tolerate it.
Are there any questions from the board members? Not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $5,350. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. If you would, between the time that you leave here today and the time that you evict those tenants or get their lease up, please keep it in the shape it's in now, which, according to the code enforcement officer, as of January 26th, it was corrected.
Yeah, they've got teenagers, and you know, everybody's got a car, it seems. Okay. I'll try and stay on top of it. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next case will be AI 43. Number 201607176, a request for reduction. The City of Palm Coast versus William J. and Barbara Ann Mulvey, 197 Frankfurt Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district. Good morning.
Good morning again, sir. This case was originally heard in July 2016. The repeat case was order was signed October 25th, 2016, and the fines incurred were $800. Mrs. Mulvey is present and would like to address the board for that.
Good morning.
Good morning. State your name and address, please.
I am Rachel Mulvey, 197 Frankfurt Lane, Palm Coast. I'm the daughter-in-law of William and Barbara Mulvey.
Okay, and what do you have to say in reference to your request for reduction?
Well, the vehicle that's in the property is my husband's work vehicle, which he takes to and from work every day. He works for Arctic Breeze. We don't have a second vehicle, which is why we have it at our home. Sorry, I'm a little nervous. We know that we got a notice on the door on our garage that he had not covered the vehicle, and we got magnets to put on the outside to cover, and the whole truck was not covered. So we didn't realize until I was able to talk to Officer Risch that everything needed to be covered, not just phone numbers and the business name. So we immediately took action. We got a cover for the vehicle, which in turn happened to be transparent, so you can see right through it. So we put the magnets underneath and the cover on top. We're doing everything we can to make it compliant. Aside from the fact, we wouldn't have it there if we had a second vehicle for him to drive to and from work with.
Okay.
I had no idea that we were being charged a fee. So when we received the $800 notice, we just were so surprised by that. And mostly we just misunderstood the code, and we misunderstood, I guess, the whole process. So.
Okay. The code enforcement officer, what is the amount of the fine?
$800.
Still at $800?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And ma'am, what are you asking for? Are you asking for a reduction of
yes.
what?
As much as possible. I don't know how we're going to pay this fine at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah, to the officer. Do I understand correctly that the problem has been corrected and it seems to be okay now, and for how long has that been?
Unfortunately, no. And I've been in contact with her. As of Sunday, it was not corrected, but that's another case. And I explained to her if it came into compliance before this case was heard, that the other case would be withdrawn, and that has not taken place.
So the problem hasn't been corrected yet. But
for the original case, yes.
But there's another one coming
correct.
That's
yes.
similar in
yes,
magnitude.
May I share? The cover that we got for the vehicle, we ordered it. Sorry, this is so bad. We didn't know that it was transparent, and we paid $150 for the cover. And we just haven't had the money. I'm so sorry. To buy another cover. And they wouldn't let us return it when we realized that we were not in compliance with the see-through cover. We didn't know it was see-through. So we plan to make this correct. We want to make it correct. I just haven't had the money to buy another cover. Sorry.
The last time you were out there, they were not in compliance. But as far as this case is concerned, they did
when
at some...
When I re-inspected this case, the vehicle was no longer there. So I put it in compliance. And that case was closed out, and then she's here for that reduction.
Okay.
For this case, the $800 in fines, how many days was, you know, did these fines, what was the...
It was 8 days, not in compliance, $100.
At $100 a day.
Yes,
okay.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we reduce the fine to $100.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to reduce the fine on this case to $100. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Okay, your fine has been reduced from $800 to $100.
Thank you.
And we hope that you keep it clear and in compliance.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You very much.
Thank you.
Our next case will be AI 23. That is case number 20160914 66. A repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Jesus Manuel and Amanda Pinzon. 13 Porpoise Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondent is present, Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on the 6th day of November 2015. The violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 29th day of September 2016, given 0 days to comply. Fined until in compliance. This is the first repeat. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above cited code for the period of September 29, 2016 to September 30, 2016, in compliance on the 30th of September 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 30th day of September 2016, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 a day for 1 day in violation for a total of $50 and administrative costs of $69.50.
Is Jesus Manuel or Amanda Pinzon present? Please state your name and your address, ma'am.
Amanda Pinzon, and the address is 13 Porpoise Lane.
Okay. And what do you have to say, ma'am?
Why do I have to say, sir, that the house is under my son's care. We have a seasonal job up north, and we try to tell him to please keep up with the property. That's all what I have to say.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
To accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am. The next case will be AI 1. K Case number 201611024, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Yvette Quinlan, 28 Botany Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
Good morning, sir. For the record, the respondent is present. I am Code Officer Shelley for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. I'm just going to read you the dates here. On the 26th day of September 2015, the 7th day of June 2016, the 24th day of September 2016, the 21st day of October 2016, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 4th day of November 2016, giving one day to comply, reinspected on the 5th day of November 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017. Violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative fee of $53.50 to the city.
How much was that for the administrative fee?
$53.50. And this is the fifth notice given for the same violation.
Thank you. Is Yvette Quinlan present?
Were you sworn in, sir?
Excuse me?
Were you sworn in?
Yes.
Okay.
And what are you in relationship to Yvette?
I'm a renter there. A renter. I rent the property.
Okay. You're a tenant?
Yes.
Okay. What do you have to say, sir?
I mean, the boat's there. I mean, I use the boat. I come home in the evenings, you know. Sometimes I don't take it back. But every time I had it, I mean, it sat there for a day. When something was put on the door, my wife said, you better get it out, and I take it out. That day, the last time it was there, it was my birthday. Me and the guys took the boat out and fished, and yeah, it might have sat there for like a day or two or so. You know, but when the note was there, it said, get the boat out, I got it out as soon as I could. I mean, I have storage for the boat and stuff. It's just sometimes my guy, a teenage son, he likes to fish. I go out at night, we come home, and then I get up and go to work, and then I get home from work sometimes, you know, I'm just tired. That's all I got to say.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept a motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order, administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, sir. Our next case will be AI 11, case number 201610177, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Lorraine Milk Yaz, 36 Edge Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, weeds and overgrowth. We have a code enforcement officer.
Yes. Excuse me. I was trying to get you some pitches, but. Good day. The respondent is present. I'm Code Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1, proving proper service, along with photographs taken that depict the conditions and date as time is indicated. The facts of the case as follows. On the 28th day of March 2013, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of May 2014, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 18th day of October 2016, given 3 days to comply. Reinspected on the 31st day of October 2016, the property did not come into compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board. The violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Is Lorraine Milk-Yaws here? Could you come forward, please?
Sure. Were you sworn in?
Were you sworn in? Yes. Okay.
Firstly, I think I sent some pictures of my changes to one of the council. Are you council members also? Or are you just code enforcement boards?
Code enforcement, ma'am.
Okay. All right. A couple things. I was away. First of all, the house, the 2013, I didn't get the house until 2016. So for me, it is not a reoccurring issue. And I wasn't given any notices. Like, I didn't get it when the house was transferred to my name. I didn't get any paperwork that you have here. Like, for instance, the codes, I didn't get anything, this, like, any packet explaining the swales. This is my water swale, but I didn't get anything in the mail stating that you own the house now and you must follow the codes of the city, which I didn't. Because I never owned a house by myself before. I owned a house with my ex-husband. So I didn't know anything about having to do with any dealings. The other thing is, I corrected it. I was in the hospital. I wasn't home on the first notice. The first notice that I received in October. I wasn't home. And also, I've had a landscaper take care of the property now for the same landscaper for 2 years. The landscaper came. He told when I got the violation, he said, no, he's been cutting the lawn. And he came and asked me for his pay. And hesitantly, I have fired him and hired someone else and cleaned up the yard. So I just wanted to make you aware that I didn't get the property until 2016, and that nothing was sent to me upon the transfer. So maybe there's something in the administration that you could do fair notice to people when they get a house. Okay, like just send them a notice that, you know, even if the house is just being transferred to a trust, because it seems people really don't know the laws. For instance, that girl was crying about her car, which I felt for her, because my whole neighborhood has cars in it with people's commercial vehicles on it. And, you know, it's like they're papacristic. They're singling out that little girl, you know. So.
What do you have to say in reference to
your
particular violation?
I cleaned up the yard. I don't believe that, to my knowledge, I was not in violation because I didn't know what the rules were. So I never received any fair notice of what the rules are once you are an owner of the property from the town. I didn't receive a packet. I didn't receive anything showing me that weeds and high growth and or anything about the easements on the property, the 5-foot easements on the side, and the 5-foot easements in the back, nor the 15-foot easements regarding the swales. What I'm asking is that that you send people that first purchase properties in Palm Coast or have properties transferred to them or properties put in trust. I am asking the board to ask their clerical people to put some kind of packet together so in order to advise the person that these are the rules that you must follow to be a good neighbor to other people.
Okay. Could I ask the code officer, could I see the notice of violation, please?
I have it if you don't have it.
This is the first notice of violation I received.
Okay.
Okay, it's just, ma'am.
It is in compliance. We're looking for a no-fine standing order.
Right.
If you wanted to hear more about the nuisance of the property, you got neighbors here that also don't mind speaking.
Okay, the reason I wanted to bring this up is, and I understand what you're saying. However, I don't think any organization is going to issue a packet that says, as a homeowner, you need to keep your lawn maintained. And that's what this notice clearly indicates. It's asking you to mow and maintain the lawn. That doesn't require a review of the Florida statutes. It doesn't require packets to be issued. That's pretty much common sense.
I am in compliance, but I wasn't aware of that. You, for instance, I lived in Amagansett, New York, which is a coastal town in East Hampton. Each property is allowed to grow what they please on their own property.
Okay, ma'am, I don't want to hear about property
in
New York. This is Florida.
I didn't know the difference.
Okay.
So I'm asking the administration fee to be waived also.
Let me ask you a question. Did you sign paperwork when you bought this property? Did you agree to the covenants and restrictions in Palm Coast when you bought that property?
No.
You did?
No, I did not. I didn't buy the property. The property was transferred. They don't do that.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, all the notices that were required in the city, and the record reflects that those have been sent and received pursuant to Chapter 162. There is no legal requirement for the city to provide copies of the codes or... There's no legal requirement for us to provide copies of the codes and ordinances. This is not a matter of covenants and restrictions. I would also submit that given this is recurring, and given that...
It's not recurring because I just had the property.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Given that there were notices sent, multiple notices sent, and then the property was brought in compliance. Then notices were sent, property was brought in compliance. City would submit that the property owner was aware of the codes, fixed it, let it get into bad shape again. Again, we're not seeking a fine. The property is in compliance.
I'm in disagreement.
Excuse me, ma'am.
All we're asking is property owners to keep her property in compliance for the sake of the neighbors who are here today and willing to testify as to the condition of this property and its impact on their properties.
Excuse me. I have a statement.
Ma'am.
This man.
Ma'am, hold on a second. Are there any further questions from the board members?
Just one comment. For the defendant, if you will, your issues are not within the jurisdiction of this board.
Okay.
There are many organizations and boards, et cetera, that you can bring your concerns up to. Our decision here, our role here is to simply decide whether you are in compliance or not. And the city is simply recommending that you be given a notice. You have to pay an administrative fee, which is the law. And if you promise you won't do it again, you won't be back.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no-fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Our next case will be AI 52.
Can I say something also? Where do you file a complaint if you believe that the person has... put their boundary fence into a your 5-foot easement.
You need to talk with the people in the city council, man.
Thank you.
Which is the next agenda?
What was the next case?
52. 52, AI 52.
Thank you.
Number 20160914111, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Maxi and Marie Jenis, 9 Sergeant Court, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108D, Weeds and Overgrowth. Good morning.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city composite, proving proper service along with the photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 5th day of October 2015, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 21st day of March 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 20th day of June 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 28th day of September 2016 and given 15 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 28th day of September 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in all cases. I also noted that the property was still in violation or was re-in violation on 10-5 of 16. A retrack of the property was conducted for code board on the 31st day of January 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given to this same violation of property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring.
Okay.
Plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Is Maxie or Marie Jenis present? Were you sworn in earlier?
Yes, I was.
Okay. Please state your name and your address.
My name is Marie Jennings. It's NISO Gen Code Palm Coast, Florida.
Okay.
And my name is Deborah Thompson, NISO Gen Code Palm Coast, Florida.
And what do you have to say in reference to the violation?
Well, it actually is what it is, so we comply. You've been very nice and very helpful to us. We have no complaints. I used to do most of the mowing of the yard because we couldn't afford it at first. So I used to borrow the neighbor's lawnmower, and I used to do the yard. And then when I started working, it got a little difficult for me to do. We have sons, but they're lazy boys. So we did the best that we can, and we've been in compliance ever since. We have someone that does the yard now, and we're good.
The cabin removed, we give the cabin
to
the yard.
The car's gone. The grass has been cut and it's been low ever since. It used to grow so quick. So every time when we mow it and he comes by, you know, the grass is already up. It's like a nuisance grass. You know, we can't really do nothing but the grass what we have. So, but like I said, we've been in compliance with what he wants. And he's been very nice. You know, making sure, talking to us on what we should do and what's not. The car, what was there, you know, he said we at least need to put air in it. And we put the air in, but the car air, it lasted like for a week, and then the air went down, so we just got rid of the car. So.
Okay. The last inspection you did on the 31st, it was in compliance?
Yes. Okay.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation of a no fine order and administrative costs in the amount of $53.50. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Thank you.
Thank you guys very much.
Our next case will be AI2, case number 20160814 84, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Gerardo A. Aguilar, 58 Postview Drive, Land Development Code 16.173C, Article 5, exceeding maximum garage sales.
Good morning. Good morning. Respondent is not present. I am Code Enforcement Officer Segala for City of Palm Coast. I am having evidence that he's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photographs that depict the conditions on the date and the time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 20th day of July 2012, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. It was that year where the garage sales exceeded 3 sales that year. On the 9th day of November 2014, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. That year also exceeded 3 garage sales that year. The current notice of violation was issued on the 27th of August, 2016. The sales on that during that year were January 29th, 2016, April 23rd, 2016, and the 27th of August, 2016. The property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of August 2016. And the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation of this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus $53.50 administrative costs to the city.
Thank you. Is Gerardo A. Aguilar here?
Respondent's not present.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI3, case number 20161111142, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Francisco E. and Rivera and Magda Rodriguez, 34 Rivera Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondent is not present, but was earlier present and had to leave for medical reasons with the family. He was informed about the possible outcome of the case. I am Code Enforcement Officer Rich Segala for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering in evidence the city's composite, one proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 16th day of August 2013, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 20th day of August 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. On the 5th day of July 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was correct and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 26th day of November 2016, given 20 minutes to comply. A reinspection was completed on the same day, the 26th day of November 2016, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of January 2017. The violation has been corrected. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in the case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, plus administrative costs of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. Second.
Motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI7, case number 20161107-26. The City of Palm Coast versus Gerald L. and Julie A. Ruling, 4 Cimarron Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1A, 105.1, no permit for a dock.
Good morning. Good morning. Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. Record respondents are not present. I'm entering evidence of City's Composite 1 proving proper service along with numerous photos taken that show the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case as follows. Current warning notice was written on the 11th day of November 2016, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspected on the 23rd day of November 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedure filed in this case. Recheck of the property is conducted on a weekly basis since the notice was written, and again on January 31st, 2017, violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property, property owner. Based upon testimony evidence submitted this case, the city requesting the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order, recommending giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day, plus administrative costs to the city of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
I have a question, just so I'm clear. I'm looking at this picture, and I see the pontoon and the jet ski, and I guess that's a kayak or whatever. Is it that dock to the right of it?
Okay, this started out as a complaint between that occupant and the neighbor. The pontoon boat was parked to the left on the neighbor's property, tied up to their property. The reason that was done is because the two jet ski docks just to the right there, were added at the end of his existing dock, forcing the pontoon boat over. That's been corrected. He has moved the pontoon boat around, literally blocking the two jet ski docks. So what we're asking for is he needs a permit to add the additional docking space for the jet ski dock.
It's where the floating dock is. You see where the jet skis are?
Yes.
That is a component of the dock, and you can see that the pilings are in the bottom of the canal, which belongs to the city. That requires a permit. That is
so these white...
Yes, those are PVC pilings.
Okay.
And then the jet skis are on the floating dock.
Okay.
And that has not been permitted through the city and requires a permit.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. It's just a floating dock that's in violation.
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
I'll accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 8, case number 201609053, recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Stephen A. Mastriakova, 12 Collingwood Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
For the record, respondent is not present. Code Officer Mike Haddon for the City of Palm Coast. Entering evidence of series composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos taken that show the conditions on the date and time as indicated in the facts of the case as follows. 21st day of September 2013, a notice was written for a boat and trailer on the property. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and that case was closed. 25th day of September 2015, a notice was written for boat and trailer on the property. On reinspection, the violation was corrected, and that case was closed. 4th day of November 2015, a notice was written for boat and trailer on the property. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and that case was closed. Current warning notice was written on the 12th day of September 2016, giving one day to comply. Reinspected on the 13th day of September 2016, and the property had come into compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in this case and all cases. Recheck of the property was conducted on January 31st, 2017, and the violation remains corrected. Property is in compliance. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence in the case, the city requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, fines. No fine standing order, recurring, plus administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Let's take a 10-minute break.
Good.
Elaine, okay, let's reconvene the February 1st, 2017 Code Enforcement Board. We'll go to, first case will be AI 16, case number 201611050, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Robert Marchan, 21 Woodcrest Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-108G, fence maintenance.
Yes, good morning. For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Officer Luis Mendez for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence City Composite 1 proving proper service, along with photographs that taken that depict the condition and date as time is indicated. Facts of the case as follows. On the 26th day of September 2013, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 30th day of June 2014, a notice of violation was written. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 8th day of November 2016, given 5 days to comply, reinspected on the 15th day of November 2016, and the property has not come into compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. All the proper information was left with the owner regarding obtaining a permit and stuff to repair this. This is a, as of yesterday, The violation is still not corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property owner. This is a complaint from the neighbors. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 30 days to comply or a fine of $25 a day plus administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
This situation didn't arise because the hurricane, did it?
Yeah, I mean, there was twice he patched it up before the hurricane. You know, his fence has been coming down for a while, then the hurricane came and did a good number to it. We advised him that he can get a permit up to December 9th to repair it for free, because that's what the city was doing. He still refused to come in and get it and get the stuff, you know, repaired. And it's still like that until today. So he just won't comply.
Has he given any indication if he's heard anything from his insurance company?
No, he just...
Fences aren't a part of insurance companies, just as like fences are not a part of your insurance for a hurricane, just as my dock wasn't at $6,500.
Okay.
It's only the structure. So that's why we gave him a reasonable time. After, you know, a couple months, we had to, after December 7th, we drew the line and said, okay, if they had come in and said they were working with their insurance company, if they came in and said they had a contract, we would take that and we'd extend the time, but we're not getting any response.
They haven't communicated at all.
No, he doesn't. You know, at some times he have took some stuff and put it down, and that's about it. He just, I don't know what he's waiting for, but unfortunately.
Okay, you said something before that threw me off. You made a sentence. You said that the city was giving him free permits. And I've never heard the word city and permit and free in the same sentence. So I was just wondering if that was a misstatement.
No, that was a true statement, and that was directed by city council, yes.
So he had an opportunity to get a free permit?
Yes, ma'am.
And chose not to?
Correct.
And as of yesterday, it still hasn't been corrected.
Still has not been corrected.
Are there any other questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
To accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 19, case number 20160-71205. The City of Palm Coast versus Leveros Trust, 29 Patchogue Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A. Residential rental program.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice was issued on the 20th day of July 2016, giving 10 days to comply. Reinspected on the third day of August 2016. The property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given for the same violation on this property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day and administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah, I don't want to be picky, but did you notice this is a one-day lease?
Yeah, is that a typo, or is that one-day lease?
I took that off the water bill, so I have no idea.
Does that affect anything? I mean, assuming this lease is not valid, do we still have the case for a rental property?
They're still renting.
It's still.
Because the water bill is in that guy's name, whoever's on the lease, so it's still.
Right.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 21, case number 20160704 06. A recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Margaret Franzine, trustee, 8 Pine Haven Drive, Palm Coast, Code Section 41-11A, trash containers. There's a sister case with this also.
I'm just going to read them separate because there's different recurrence. For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the second day of April 2015, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the third day of September 2015, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the sixth day of July 2016, giving 2 days to comply. Reinspected on the 14th day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on September 3rd, September 21st, January 6th to September 13th, and the violation has not been corrected. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 27th day of January 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on its property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, an administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 22, case number 20160705, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Margaret Francine, trustee, 8 Pine Haven Drive, Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case were as follows. On the 21st day of March 2013, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the second day of April 2015, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the third day of September 2015, a notice was issued. And upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 6th day of July 2016, giving 2 days to comply. Reinspected on the 14th day of July 2016, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on September 3rd, September 13th, September 21st, and January 6th, 2017, and it was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 27th day of January 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on its property owner. Based upon the testimony and evidence that in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, an administrative cost of $53.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Take a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second. Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 24, case number 20160906, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Sandra Hardy, 38 Port Echo Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 41-17A5, bulk trash.
For the record, the respondent is not present. Code Enforcement Officer Romeo for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one proving proper service along with numerous photos. These photos depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 29th day of February 2016, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 16th day of September 2016, giving 1 day to comply. Reinspected on the 23rd day of September 2016, and a property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures were followed in this in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on December 3rd, December 31st, January 5th, 2017, January 6th, January 18th, January 27th, and a property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. This is the second notice given for the same violation as property owner. Based upon a testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 3 days to comply or a fine of $100 a day and administrative cost of $69.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? So ordered.
Thank you.
Our next case is AI 25, case number 2016-110725. The City of Palm Coast versus Real Estate Solutions Home Sellers, LLC. 23 Patchogue Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 15-1, paren A, 105.1, no permit to seal up windows. Good morning.
Good morning. The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1 proving proper service and 1 with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Back to the case as follows. Current warning notice was written on the 10th day of November 2016, giving 5 days to comply. A reinspection was done on the 18th day of November 2016, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and a violation has not been corrected. Based on testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board to impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 10 days to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus administrative costs of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 32, case number 2016-110050. To repeat violation, the City of Palm Coast versus Roland and Milan Baltazar, trustees, 1 Ryland Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34D2, parking of a boat and trailer.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence City Composite 1 proving proper service along with photographs. These photos depict the conditions on the dates as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. The order was signed on the 25th day of October 2016. This violation was corrected. A repeat notice of violation was written on October 29th, 2016, giving 0 days to comply. The respondent was in repeat violation for the above cited code for a period of October 29th, 2016 to November 1st, 2016. Property came into compliance on November 2nd, 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on January 31st, 2017, and a violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation, requesting a fine of $50 per day for 4 days for a total of $200, plus administrative costs of $69.50.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case at the same address is AI 33, case number 2016-090421. The City of Palm Coast versus Roland and Milan Baltazar, trustees, 1 Ryland Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
The respondents are not present. Code Enforcement Officer Joe Festa for the City of Palm Coast. from entering into evidence City Composite 1 proving proper service along with photographs taken at the picnic at pick the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 21st day of February 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On February 19, 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Current warning notice was written on September 9, 2016, giving one day to comply. A reinspection on the 10th day of September 2016, and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and a violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation on this property with the same property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. No fine, standing order, motion A, and administrative costs of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Thank you. Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 39, case number 20161111163, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Adam P. and Jesse A. Whitley, 22 Pfeiffer Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Risch with the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite one providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. 21st day of January 14, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The 27th day of April 15, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. Second day of October 16, a notice was issued, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice was issued on the 22nd day of November 16, giving one day to comply. Reinspection was conducted on the 23rd day of November 16, and the property was not in compliance. Recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 17, and the violation was corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine, standing order recurring, administrative cost of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Yeah, the one that's up on the screen right now is parked, it appears to be on stone. Is that a violation?
Yeah, the trailer in a residential district anywhere is.
Okay.
Yes,
you're
sir.
Right. It looks like there's like four different trailers.
He actually has three different trailers, and I spoke with the wife, who is very upset with him. And
yes.
The other fourth trailer is actually her brother's, and she just went like that. I said, well, she's got it whipped now, though, according to
she
her.
She does, huh?
Yeah.
Are there any further questions?
I haven't seen it since the last time, yeah. So I think she did what she had to do.
If there's no further questions, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion, accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 42, case number 20161110800, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Thomas W. and Clara F. Baker, 35 Franciscan Lane, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34F, vehicle and property parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer Risch for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering in evidence the city's composite providing proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date and time as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. 17th day of November 15, notice was issued. Upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The 12th day of April 16, a notice was issued. Upon reinspection, The violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was issued on the 14th day of November 16, giving one day to comply. Reinspection was conducted on the 15th day of November 16, and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice and procedures follow in this and all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 17, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given, same violation on this property and property owner. Based on the testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting the board impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, and administrative costs of $5,350.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 46, case number 2016-101372, a recurring case. City of Palm Coast versus Sergey E. Chaban, 33 Pony Lane, B. Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
Good morning. For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 23rd day of July, 2013, a notice violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 24th day of September, 2014, a notice violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 20th day of February, 2015, a notice violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 20th day of October 2016 and given one day to comply. A reinspection on the 27th day of October 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing and procedures were followed in all cases. There was an additional violation on 416 of 2015 as well, and that was corrected and the case was closed. I also noted that on 11-3 of 2016, the property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fifth notice given for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members?
Is this a duplex?
Yes, it is.
It looks like, well, the one truck is parked to the on the right garage. The other picture had your vehicles parked on the left garage. Is this one violation or really two?
It's all to the same property. It's all to the same property owner.
Oh, okay. You're right. It's rentals.
Are there any further questions? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 47, same address, case number 2016-100137. The City of Palm Coast versus Sergey E. Chaban, 33 Pony Lane B, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, Palm Coast Section 44-33B, swale parking between 1 and 6 a.m.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 30th day of September 2016 and given 3 days to comply. A reinspection on the 20th day of October 2016 and the property was not in compliance. There was also two reinspections done on 1/27/16. And 11-3 of 2016, and the property was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and the violation has not been corrected. This is the first notice given to for the same violation on this property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 1 day to comply or a fine of $50 per day plus administrative cost of $69 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
To accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 48, case number 201605072, a Massey case. The City of Palm Coast versus John Clark, 25 Seaman Trail East, Palm Coast Code Section 17-39A, Residential Rental Program.
For the record, the respondents are not present. Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence city's composite proven proper service and a copy of the original board order along with photographs. This case was heard on the 5th day of October 2016. The order was signed on the 25th day of October 2016 and given 10 days to come into compliance or a fine of $25 per day until the property comes in compliance. The property is currently still in violation. The property was in violation from November 5th, 2016 to the 31st day of January 2016 for a total of 87 days at $25 a day for a total fine of $2,175. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Massey Motion J, still in violation with a fine to still continue until the property is in compliance, plus an administrative cost of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 49, case number 201609539. City of Palm Coast versus Marlene L. Guzelman, 28 Seaman Trail East. Palm Coast Code Section 35-76D1, nuisance accumulations.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering to evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The current notice of violation was written on the 12th day of September 2016 and given 3 days to comply. A reinspection on the 26th day of September 2016 and the property was not in compliance. Proper notice procedures were followed in all cases. I also have two notes here that on 11-14-2016 and 12-19-2016, the property still remained in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2016 and has not been corrected. This is the first notice given to the same violation property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion C, fine violation order. I recommend giving 5 days to comply or a fine of $25 per day plus an administrative cost of $69 to the city.
You meant to say, I believe, January 31st, 2017?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board member? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, so ordered. Our next case is AI 54, case number 201611452, a recurring case. The City of Palm Coast versus Frank and Kathy Panarella, 10 Smith Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proven proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. Facts of the case are as follows. On the 27th day of December 2011, A notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 27th day of January 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 24th day of July 2015, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 7th day of November 2016 and given 15 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 7th day of November 2016 and the property was not in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of January 2017 and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation of property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Now, question, should that be Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district?
Yes, they're both the same code. They cover commercial vehicle and trailer.
Oh, they are both the same code. Okay.
Yes, sir.
Are there any further questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 55, case number 2016101848, a recurring case, City of Palm Coast versus Ramon M. and Patricia Guyacon. 13 Smith Trail, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34B, swale parking between 1 and 8 a.m.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite, proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 22nd day of April 2016, a notice violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 9th day of September of 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 27th day of October 2016 and given 4 days to comply. A reinspection on the 10th day of November 2016, the property was not in compliance. I'm sorry, was in compliance. A recheck of the property was conducted before code board on the 31st day of January 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the third notice given for the same violation in property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order recurring, plus an administrative cost of $5,350 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered.
Mr. Chairman, correction, there should be 1 to 6 a.m., not 1 to 8.
Thank you. Our next case is AI 56, case number 2016101608, a repeat case. The City of Palm Coast versus Patrick and Tanya Stevens Tye, 26 Ullman Place, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a commercial vehicle in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs. These photos taken depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. The respondent was previously found in violation of the same code. That order was signed on 8th day of February 2016. This violation was corrected. The repeat notice of violation was written on the 25th day of October 2016 and given 0 days, a fine until in compliance. This is a repeat one. The respondent was in repeat violation of the above-cited code for a period since October 25th, 2016 to October 26th, 2016, and found to be in compliance on October 26th of 2016. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and the violation has been corrected. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board impose the following. Motion D, complied repeat violation requesting a fine of $100 per day for one day and violation for a total of $100 plus administrative costs of $69.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Move to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our next case is AI 58, case number 20161110259, a recurring case, the City of Palm Coast versus Ramonica and Jimmy Flagler, 346 Underwood Trail, Palm Coast, Code Section 44-34F, vehicle improperly parked.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I am Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I am entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 5th day of June 2016, a notice violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 24th day of July 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. On the 2nd day of August 2016, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 3rd day of November 2016 and given one day to comply. A reinspection on the 10th day of November 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. I also have here in my notes that on 11-21-2016, 12-5 of 2016, and 1-10 of 2017, it was still in violation. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and the violation has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on the property and property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So ordered. Our last case is AI 59, case number 20161110641, the City of Palm Coast versus John J. and Jean A. McMorrill, 13 Upshire Path, Palm Coast Code Section 44-34C, parking of a trailer in a residential district.
For the record, the respondents are not present. I'm Code Officer John Stafford for the City of Palm Coast. I'm entering into evidence the city's composite proving proper service along with photographs taken that depict the conditions on the date as indicated. The facts of the case are as follows. On the 28th day of May 2014, a notice violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 29th day of September 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected and the case was closed. On the 13th day of November 2014, a notice of violation was written, and upon reinspection, the violation was corrected, and the case was closed. The current notice of violation was written on the 9th day of November 2016 and given 15 minutes to comply. A reinspection on the 9th day of November 2016, and the property was not in compliance. Proper noticing procedures were followed in all cases. A recheck of the property was conducted before Code Board on the 31st day of January 2017, and the property has been corrected. This is the fourth notice given for the same violation on this property or property owner. Based upon testimony and evidence submitted in this case, the city is requesting that the board should impose the following. Motion B, no fine standing order, recurring, plus an administrative cost of $53.50 to the city.
Are there any questions from the board members? If not, I'll accept the motion.
Make a motion to accept the city's recommendation.
I have a motion and a second to accept the city's recommendation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Is there any unfinished business? Is there any old business? Is there any new business? Our next board meeting will be on the March 8th, the second Wednesday of the month. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
So moved.